Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
If it ain't fun, we're done. No,
we can stop talking.
That's when you really need to just get on what you want to say, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're starting to rewrite the intro, folks. We know that's going to take us some time.
Happy 2021.
Happy New Year, everybody. So we have made it into 2021. How exciting is that? Like,
nice.
I do feel like I can breathe a little bit just knowing that that chapter has closed, right? That part of my journey has ended. The ball dropped, you know, supposedly in New York, and we all woke up the next morning and voila, 2021 is here. At the same time, I also am fully aware that we are still in the exact same situation that we were in on December 31st, 11:59. That doesn't change, but my perspective, my outlook changed drastically. Knowing that 2020 for me was a pivotal growth year. And, you know, knowing that January of 2020, I probably would have faced things differently. I may not have gone so head on and into diving deep down into my own soul growth and healing some of that past karmic debt. Like if you guys tuned in last week when I interviewed Marita from the Path of Ish, we talked about karmic debt and the start of moving that energy out is from within first, and then being able to heal that ancestral karma into the future. And then when we, you know, did our appreciation show, when we were filling in for Dr. Pat on Thursday morning, the feedback from all of you was just so humbling to know how much you actually appreciated, which you would, because you guys, our listeners, are awesome. Us being able to have certain essential workers and frontline workers do a little, you know, thank you back to their group. And to talk about, you know, how it is difficult right now in these times for those essential workers and to hear some of those stories. And LaShawn, our intern, did a video on her own page. So you can check out Luminous Path with Love and watch it because she's a very strong empath and how that really hit her and really tore her down the entire day. And when we allow ourselves to be in that vulnerable space, we allow ourselves to raise up. But what happens is that it takes a lot to get there, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. But it was a good show. It's not going to tear you down. So
no,
watch it. It's, I don't know. It's
positive.
It's like being grateful, you know, like again, like you said, January, 2020, I don't think I was as grateful for the smaller things or those little things that I was this year, just because they were taken away.
Absolutely. So we were thinking about, okay, what are we going to do this show on, right? It's the beginning of 2021. It's that new perspectives, fresh starts. I think we beat that into everyone's heads last month with our manifesting month. And we decided to come up with the topic, the little things, right? So we want us to step back for a moment and realize that we are all pieces of a much bigger picture within our own soul growth, along with others that are in our lives. I want you to think of each aspect of your life as a piece to this monster puzzle, right? What kind of gave, you know, Nicole came up with the idea of the little things and the puzzle piece. My kids were out at a cabin for New Year's with their dad and his family. And my middle one stayed in the cabin and read and worked on a puzzle the entire time. I think they might've gone through a couple of puzzles. And it wasn't that she worked on the puzzle alone, because when somebody else would want to come work on the puzzle, they would sit down next to her and work on the puzzle. If you think about that, when puzzles are out, they kind of draw you. Even if you're not a puzzle person, you become mesmerized almost in the thought process and the way that they're looking at the pieces of the puzzle. But you're still looking at the bigger picture, right? You're still looking at the front of that box and trying to size up which piece goes with it, as opposed to looking at some of those finer details. Each piece connects and links to another and another and another in order to make that bigger picture, right? And for us, we're looking at these pieces as tasks and goals and intentions to create that ultimate goal, manifestation, destiny, whatever it might be for you. But you know what? Whatever you call it, you know what's missing in that puzzle? Those little details, right? Like we just said, you want to look and see, where are those lines? Where do the colors start to blend? How does this piece look? Does it look like it's going to fit in that section, or is it just completely off base? Those are intentions. Those are our goals. Those are those little details that we're not paying attention to necessarily. We're looking to see, does this match the picture on the box? I don't know for you guys, but puzzles are, I lose patience with puzzles. And I'm like, does this match? Is it pretty? Does it fit in here? Nope. Okay, I'm done. Right? But that is showing us sometimes that we're not paying attention to those fine details. If I take an extra minute and check it out, guess what? I might be able to actually see those finer lines in there and how they connect to the next piece and how it can flow, as opposed to me getting frustrated and being like, all right, I'm going to go make popcorn and, you know, grab a drink and let me know when you guys are ready to hang out. So just because we're glossing over these pieces, we're missing an important aspect of creating that achievement. And that is going to stop right here, right now, folks. It's time for us to see and acknowledge the little things in order to appreciate how we got there and those who came on the journey with us.
Yeah. And it's all about that. And if we would look at our lives as closely as we do those puzzles that we study and we look at, just like you said, looking for the lines, the shapes, things like that. If we could do that with our own life every day, I think our perspective would be much different.
Absolutely. So start out with the smaller milestones.
I mean, we get so confused, like, are so consumed with the big picture. And we're always focusing on like the next goal. Like, okay, this year I want to do this. And by, you know, spring, I want to have this complete. I want to buy this new house by then. And we don't really like, instead of like, well, today I'd like to laugh more than I did yesterday. Or, you know, tomorrow, if I get to see somebody in a safe way, I'm going to give them a hug if I can. Instead of those little day-to-day goals and just kind of really focusing on the here and now, the present, we're always in the future. We're always like, I'm planning for this. I'm going to graduate. I'm going to get this job. I got to fill out this application. I got to do this, instead of just bringing it back to center.
Absolutely. You know, in this era, we are consumed by getting to the next big thing. Right? What's the next big thing? When we're manifesting, sometimes, you know, we'll go for periods of time to where we are only manifesting big things. And we forget, and I love our Release and Intentions workshops. We still have room on next Monday, the 11th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's only $10 because we break it down. And I remind our clients and students that join us that, you know what, we can have those big goals out there, but we need to break them down into sizable pieces. But we're also allowing the universe to take it over. So it's not something that I want you to put down what you want to accomplish in 6 months, and then how are you going to work towards that goal for the first month and keep and look at, because that's also kind of beside the point, right? Once you get that puzzle piece in, you've set it and forget it. It's that infomercial, and you're moving on to the next one. But we also forget to allow the universe to help us step in. And so we forget to appreciate those smaller things and those milestones in our lives. They can and should be celebrated just as much as the bigger ones, if not more, because that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps our energy going. That's what keeps us moving forward, right? It's the small moments that create the whole, you guys. It's the small pieces of that puzzle that when you finally get done and look at it, creates all of it. And we can take in every single piece of that puzzle and appreciate it. So what are some things that you appreciated this morning, right?
Yeah, no, if you think about it, because we don't live in the present. We're always living in the future. Like, okay, I'm going to get to work and then I'm going to do this and I got to get some coffee. It's like, instead of just like appreciating the hot water in the shower that you had this morning, or the bath, if you got to take a bath before work. Just that moment of just being in there, feeling that water. It was so nice. And then, you know, did any of you guys really appreciate how your coffee smelled, or were you just slamming it because to get to the next cup, because that's going to help you wake up a little bit and get to your goal for the future goal that you're heading after today? Did anything make you laugh this morning? You know, like, if it did, awesome. But did you like really take time to appreciate it, or did you just laugh and kind of go on? It's those small moments that make up a life, and we miss so many of them because we're always in the future. or some of us in the past, remembering the bad stuff. Oh, I wish this hadn't happened. It has ruined my future, my time now, whatever it is, instead of just like, no, leave the past in the past. Future's coming, but like, let's be here right now. And, you know, like, did you get that hug or kiss this morning from your loved one or partner, husband, wife, whatever? Did you appreciate that? Did you like feel that moment? Did you like take in that, just that split second that you had with them? Or is that just part of like your morning routine that happens every day? So whatever. And that's basically, or, you know, another one is also though, and I want to add this one. For those of you that have pets, did you interact with your pet this morning? Did you take a second to notice how happy they were when they saw you this morning?
No. Ours was not happy with us when I had to put him out. Okay.
He was fine before. Initially, he was fine.
Yeah.
But it's like that, you know, the pets bring so much joy and they are part of our families and they're pure love and they require so little. Did we pay attention to them this morning? Or did we like, oh, get out of the way. I got to get to the bathroom because I got to be here and do this and do that. So it's part of the little moments.
Absolutely. Putting those small puzzle pieces together and allowing ourselves to move into that space and allowing ourselves to celebrate the little accomplishments, right? Normally when you're doing a puzzle, for me, it would probably be a 25 piece puzzle. I mean, I'm not going to lie, you guys. I'm going to, you know, be like, okay, I got 3 pieces done and I'm out. And then maybe I'll go visit it again and maybe I won't. But when you're doing that bigger piece of puzzle, you necessarily aren't sitting there for an entire day. Maybe you are, maybe you're on vacation. That's cool. And putting the entire piece together, right? It takes steps and it takes time to appreciate those steps that put all that time and effort into it and that we did it. And sometimes we did it with others as well. So when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about being present in those everyday moments. And when was the last time that we did some of those silly things that we did as kids? Because that brings us back to connection and centering as well. You guys can throw in comments for a card. We'll be pulling some cards today as well. You can also call in at 1-800-930-2819. And please like and share. Let people know we're on. And we will see you right after this break.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit EyeOfSoulRadio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
One 800 juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
Shades of Spirit here. And today we are talking about the little things and how we put that puzzle piece together to make that bigger picture and how we can start to see the formation of what it is that we're going to create. So even though you've got a puzzle and the box, right, and a lot of us flip the lid over so that we can see it on there, it doesn't do it any justice. Your mom is totally into diamond art, right?
And she loves that stuff.
Talk about yesterday where she had like put it next to a frame that she had picked up at the thrift store and like stood back and she's admiring it like the Monet and she's talking about pieces that aren't done yet.
Yeah. So she's really into diamond art. I don't know if any of you guys have, I mean, some of you may be into it. It's a big fan favorite of my mom's and I'm usually a couple times a week I'm ordering stuff from Amazon for her to get, but it's just like, it's the time that it takes. It's just like each little tiny, whatever they call those little, I don't even know what it's called.
Dot.
Yeah. You pick it up and you put it in the right place. And it's very, she likes it because it's very therapeutic and it calms her down and she spends a lot of time. But yeah, she called me into the kitchen and she's like, look at this. And she has a frame and she's like, where can we hang this up? And I'm like, oh my God,
but she
where
looks at
can
it from,
we hang it up?
Don't look at the trees yet because they're not done. So we're finding the small imperfections, even in something that's beautiful that we're proud that we're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're not appreciating that little part of it. Like, okay, so yeah, it's not done. But I can gain that perspective and see it differently. And she'll take it off the desk and put it on the couch or put it on the counter and step back and like admire her work. But then she sees the faults and the flaws immediately. And that's the first thing we go to when we talk to people. Well, we've got this, this, and this, but you know, don't look at this because it's not quite done. You know, how many of you have remodeled your house or painted a room or whatever? And you're like, oh my gosh, but don't look at this wall because it doesn't have the second coat. And I don't have the throws on the couch yet. And yet, it's pristine. It's beautiful. It's beautiful in your eyes and in the eyes of the person you're showing. And yet we fall directly to that fault part of it, right? And so we want to connect you on such a deeper level today. But first, it looks like we've got a caller. So why don't we take our caller, Olivia?
Yeah, we've got Kathy from Maryland. Kathy, you are on with Psychic Medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How's your weather out there?
It's in the 40s. Not bad.
Similar to us, too.
I'm tired
yeah.
of this rain. Tired of the rain and ready to go back to Florida.
I hear you. You know, the warm weather.
The bird
ready
is
to go.
The bird is tired, too.
What can we do you for today? Do you have a specific question in mind? Are you looking just for a card for the new year?
I think I would like to know what's coming up spiritually for me in the new year.
Perfect. Okay. So Nicole's going to pull a card from, which deck are you doing? Ask an Angel. I love that. So as she's pulling the card, Kathy, I want to remind you and our listeners that being able to connect with our spirit teams is one of the first ways to really be able to get that flow going. And so taking those moments of just, you know, it could be 2 minutes. Like we did a big reading yesterday for a group. And the first person, she doesn't meditate. She doesn't really understand that concept. It's hard to keep that train of thought. A lot of us have that. But you could set your timer, which we've
right.
had a friend of ours do, and break down for 2 minutes and say, this is my 2 minute spirit pep talk. Or we say, check in with your spirit team while you're brushing your teeth in the morning and at the end of the day, and allow yourself to be in that space and allow yourself to connect. Because when we do, they are the only other ones who know what our journey holds for us because we wrote out our life path and plan with them. So that's the first step. The second step for you right now actually is quite a big card.
Protection and boundaries.
Exactly. So why don't you go into why this is important for her to start off this new year and what what it holds spiritually, because that's where she's going with this.
Well, this is
going
to be a big year. It's going to be a big year for all of us. The angel that is associated with this card is Archangel Michael, associated with the color blue. And he is he's all about protection and helping us when we need it. Michael is always there. And what they're talking about is just making sure that you're every day protecting yourself, like emotionally, from the things, family issues, friendship, partnerships, whatever it is. Just make sure that you are keeping yourself at the top of your list, basically, and making sure you're taking good care of yourself and setting those healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no. It's okay to, you know, if somebody wants, oh, can you help me with this? And you really can't, say no. It's all right. They will find something else. They will do it. And that's about the boundary part of it and just giving yourself permission to be the best version of you. Take care of yourself first, because when you are that best version, then everybody, you know, you're able to breathe better. You're able to just relax a little bit, and then you're able to help your loved ones more so than if you were exhausted and frayed and, you know, have things coming in from all aspects.
They're also talking about, Kathy, is to get out of the box. Continue working towards coming out of that box, because we create boxes. And what I really loved working with and interviewing Marita last week was she was talking about the Mayans and the Mayan calendar, and that's what she follows, not our Gregorian calendars. And she talks about bringing people into the circle and how boxes end up giving us those corners we can hide in. And if we think about the corners of our rooms and we think about the corners of places that will just stick something when company's coming over, I mean, how many of us have thrown stuff in the corner? Like, okay, it's out of sight, out of mind. And then we forget we threw it back there. And it collects that energy, as opposed to inviting people into your circle, your sacred circle, your sacred space, and coming out of that box, coming out of those shadows, continuing to embrace who you are. That self-worth, that self-love, that self-connection, that's the first steps for all of us to be able to move forward on that spiritual path. But when we are still, you know, lacking in some of those areas because we're not giving ourselves enough credit for what we do. We're not looking at the smaller pieces to this puzzle. And it's a daunting puzzle for you. Don't get me wrong, Kathy. You're on the road to a very big year. But some of these pieces are going to be very hard to see the fine lines and appreciate how you're getting there. But those morning pep talks with your spirit team, closing down the day with your spirit team and allowing yourself to see the signs for them to direct us is where to start, honestly, for you. And it's going to snowball very quickly as you continue to grow this practice. That's what we've done this whole entire time in order to continue growing that spiritual path. And they are saying healing, healing, healing. And that's for you and for you to get back into it with others. That has not changed.
Wow. Yeah. That's great advice, great information. I love it.
Well, thank you so much for calling. You know, we'll wish for sun. We'll try and send you to San Diego this morning. It's beautiful. It's freezing outside, but the sun is absolutely beautiful. So we'll work on sending you some sun so that you can, you know, feel like you're back in Florida so you can get back over there. And we'll leave you with that this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. So, Nicole,
I like Kathy's energy.
Kathy's energy is great. Yeah. Gives me the chills. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I love it. So I want to know from you.
Yes.
When was the last time you were 7? You don't have to give
just
everybody
a few years ago.
Just a few years ago. Wrong. When was the last time you saw an ant trail, got on the ground and watched what they were doing? I mean, ants are so small.
Mm-hmm. Like, when did I notice a little thing like that?
Yeah.
Watch
the ant trail.
I was a little kid.
Yeah. A little kid. We light candles all the time. When was the last time you really stared at that flame and watched it?
No, that's why I like the show, because this is not just us yelling at you guys. This is like for us too. It's like, yeah, I don't, we have all these candles. Even today, this morning we do. And I'm like, oh, that's nice candles. Okay. We got to go to the show. Now this segment we're going to do. Oh my God, calm down. Like, enjoy the candle.
That's part of it, you guys. So for me, like the ant part of it, you know, when when we have kids, sometimes we get to relive those moments with them, right? And it's all those questions, mommy, where are they going? The ant farms, you know, a little inhumane, but you actually got to teach your kids how an ant colonized and where they went and how, so now they've got this picture in their mind. And so they're mesmerized by that ant, right? Or they'll come up to you and hold that ant and you're like, no, you got to put the ant back. Why? Well, because this is how the ant, you know, works with its team. This is how the ant makes the bigger picture. This is how the ant brings food to those eggs, right? And as pesky as ants can be, it's an amazing creature, right? If we're looking at that candle, and we had them going from a day of readings yesterday, and it got dark, and watching the dance they do up against the walls, right? And it's from that breeze. Where does the breeze come from? You know, we had the heater going off and on, but when it's silent and still, there's still that dance, and it's reminding you to stay in the flow and allow yourself to freely move in those moments. The last time we followed a bubble, right? You see the bubbles going. When was the last time you followed that one bubble to see where it ended up? Did it pop immediately or did it sit on a leaf or was it on a piece of grass? Where did that go? What does that bubble hold inside? It's see-through and you can see the rainbow on the outside of it and the beauty of just even that simple bubble. But when was the last time we followed it as adults and allowed ourselves to be in that moment?
In fairness, we do follow Pokemon with the kid.
Pokemon, but that's a bit different. I mean, that's the thing. We're connected to an electronic device while we're doing it, right? So it's about being the observer on your journey. So like, especially with Kathy, even on our spiritual quest, it's being the observer and listening, right? And when we can step outside of ourselves and step out of the grown-up side for a minute and step out of the ego side, we can see and smell and hear and feel the entire bigger picture come together, right? So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about bringing the bigger picture together and some of the things that we miss with loved ones who have passed because we were too consumed with our day-to-day activities and trying to finish that puzzle quickly so that we can have that beautiful puzzle that we keep up for, I don't know, 3 days and tear it all back down to start again, when we're missing those finer details and what happens when we're disconnected from loved ones and wish we had those moments back and how to regain them.
So please make, if you like what you're hearing today, please hit that like button, share if you'd like. We love that. And then also remember, if anybody hits you up in the comments asking for a reading or anything like that, that is not from us. Shades of Spirit does not go into the comments and try to solicit readings from you. So just keep that in mind.
And we'll see you after this break. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole. Happy Monday.
Shades of Spirit here. And we will again acknowledge that we do not support the troll that is trolling you on Transformation Talk Radio's page. Olivia's doing a fine job of blocking. But again, we get this often, so we take it as an honor that people want to actually troll our page and start trying to hit you guys up. But no one do we ever support hitting you guys up, asking you to DM them for readings. That does not come from us. So we just want you to be aware.
Those free donation based.
If you choose to do that, that's on your own, but that is not something we support. So in the midst of the chaos of the world right now, we're getting ourselves back into a space of love and light. We're putting ourselves first. I hope that that was one of the things that you thought of for 2021, not a New Year's resolution, but just to put yourself first and to allow yourself to be in the space of observing your life as well as being proactive in your life, right? So when we were sitting here creating the show last night, you know, it's quiet and the candles are flickering against the wall and it's telling the story. And if we don't pay attention to that story and that dance and that flow, we miss it. They encourage us to dance and to see what's right in front of us and the beauty with it. So that's using one of our senses. The pug is snoring. He's all curled up. It's cold, right? Breaks the silence and reminds us to breathe. And, you know, when you snore, it's because you stop breathing and then you start to breathe again. So it allows us to breathe and we're hearing that, right? That's using one of our senses. When the heater's going on and off and it's with the temperature of the room, we're unaware of it. We've got a blanket on or sweatshirts and, you know, sweatpants on or whatever it might be. So we're regulated, but the external is not. And it's being regulated by a machine, right? And so that's the feel that we have going on there, right? These are all psychic senses also that we're tuning into. It's the subtle differences in the room. I had tea last night. So as I'm drinking my tea, I wanted to taste it, another psychic sense. I wanted to feel what it was like in my mouth and it was warm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so relaxing. And I'm breathing it in. I'm smelling it, right? The lemon in it was just overpowering. So I put fresh lemon in. So all of these things I decided to really absorb as we were writing the show and realized how much of it I do take for granted, or I just dismiss as everyday activities. And yet these are luxuries. Because tomorrow may not be here and yesterday was yesterday. I'm living in the present moment, right? Sometimes we forget to do this on a regular basis with our loved ones, right? And this was a big thing because when we have clients come to us for readings, we hear a lot of different things that they wish that they would be able to connect again with someone who's passed, right? It's the little things when we get lost and busy in our day-to-day lives, like she said, you know, okay, great candle. So moving on. So we've got this going on here. I got to get to work here. I got to do this over there. We lose sight of those. We don't realize how much we miss them until they're gone. And if we've shared them with a loved one, like we were doing so many readings last night, and it was the first year a family spent without their husband, their father, right? And all the memories come flooding back of like, well, he used to cook with me for dinner and he would sit over here at this table and he would always have this boisterous laugh and giving everybody a hard time and cussing in the corner. And all these things are things that we miss now.
And it wasn't like, oh, he got employee of the year or, you know, his coworkers loved him. I mean, they might have, but that's not what they remember. That's not what a lot of our clients talk about during the readings. It's these small little things that they wish they could have back.
Absolutely. So we'll go into those small things. We've got a couple people that want cards. So you guys hang on because we'll do your cards for the last part of the show. But I really want to stay on track with this part before we go to break again. A big part a big part. I read a family. Actually, I read one person out of the family, and this affected the entire family. They just lost their brother, these siblings. And she got very emotional. And she said, you know, the one thing that my brother, who's still here, is having a very hard time with is that he'll never hear his brother's voice again. How many of you have lost a loved one and have longed to hear that voice again, whether it be in dream state or whether it just be with them being there? It was funny because you did bring that up. We don't have answering machines like we used to.
Yeah. Usually some of the older folks that we do readings for, they'll talk about that, you know, they would just call or listen to that voice, the answering machine, over and over because that had the voice. And I'm like, we're even getting away from that with our electronics, because now we don't even, because we're too busy to even leave that message to where when people call us, it picks up. Now it's just that electronic. Maybe it'll give the number or just leave a message, whatever. And you don't even get that anymore. We're moving away from that. But for a lot of people, that was like, you know, a big thing is hearing that voice whenever they wanted to, just by calling that number.
They were lucky because, you know, a lot of us, our voicemail boxes on our phones are not that big. So we just erased them. And they had a couple, she had a couple on her phone that she was going to send to her siblings. Because one of them is where he's laughing and he's having just this greatest day ever. And she goes, every time I listen to it, I burst out into tears because I feel like he's right there with me. But that's definitely something that we really want to connect with. And you can reconnect with them. Also, if you ever experienced cooking with a loved one, right? So for me, my great grandmother made what she called Popeye, which is homemade chicken noodle soup with homemade noodles. And I longed for that, but I learned how to make it with her because we made it time and time again. So I would make it from time to time. What happens with those grandmothers that hold tight to those secret family recipes, even if it's something as simple as that chocolate chip cookie you keep trying to replicate, and you just want one more bite of that cookie and a cup of tea sitting with them outside or around the table and be in that moment, right? You forget to relish that moment, to step back and be the observer as well as the active participant in that moment. What else do you have?
A lot of the things that I hear in readings is the smell. Like, they'll be like, I miss the smell of, like, sometimes if they're talking about their grandpa or whatever, it'll be that tobacco or that pipe scent. Sometimes it's just the loved one's, like, perfume. So they'll be like, I just miss that. And it's like, do we pay attention to that when they're here, of the way that we associate those smells with them? And if we don't, do it today. Pay attention to what kind of smell when you're around the people that you love the most, like what kind of triggers that, and cherish it.
Really bring that in. You know, I know that that was a big thing for family members was like the pipe smell, you know, and we would go outside and smell it leaving family functions. And there'd be no one outside smoking a pipe or even in the neighborhood at the time. And knowing that that loved one is there, be in those moments. Remember what it tasted like to have that chocolate chip cookie or that cup of tea, right? Maybe it's a certain type of tea. You could bring that back into your space. It's about allowing yourself to be in the moment and present when we're with those loved ones. What hit me last night was that we go shopping for our neighbor, Maurice. A lot of you've heard us talk about him. He's somewhere between 92 and 95, depending what day it is that he's talking to you about his age. And we've been doing this since COVID. We put letters out to the whole neighborhood, letting them know that we would help them, you know, go grocery shopping or run errands if they needed to, because we live in more of an older area. And he reached out and we've been shopping for him since March, like first, right? And it's about that connection part. But what he's been doing is he puts his little mask on and he comes out and he gives me his grocery list and we go over it. And then at the end, we spend maybe 10 minutes. That's all he needs. And he appreciates the time that we get to spend together because his kids are obviously, he's 90 and they're 60s. Some live out of state. Some are here. He's got three. But I listen to his stories, right? And all of a sudden, he did this to me on Friday and I haven't caught it until today. He'll do like this little like, hey, like tap on the arm, right? I mean, the man is like, I'm 5'3", he's maybe 5'6", if that, maybe weighs 100 pounds. And he's like, he's got this like, hey, and he like hits me on the arm. That's my great grandmother. I realized talking to him, she was only like 4'9" or 4'12". I can't remember between her and my grandmother.
4'12", that would be 5 feet.
Well, not 4'12", 4'11" and a half, as she'd say. They were tiny, but she would do this like sucker punch in the arm, knowing that like, you know, it was just to like rouse me. And I realized that every time he does that, which is not all the time, and he's got this smile that my great grandmother is there with us in that moment. And she's showing, it gets me emotional because I don't I don't get to see her very often. As a medium, sometimes we don't get to see our loved ones. And we were so close. And having that connection with Maurice, I said, when COVID's over, I'm going to be very sad. I'm going to have to go over and finally have a Manhattan that he has on the weekends and enjoy that time with him still, because I get so much out of that time. And I've known the man less than a year, right? But I also realized that it's my time with my grandmother and that connection, which I love. Think about your pets. How many of you maybe don't have kids or are just so deeply connected with your animals and your pets that you might walk by and see that leash sitting there and forget the good times you had? Or hell, you know, I'll take my dog for a walk when I'm having a bad day and allow myself just to kind of release, because that one thing in my life isn't judging me or have things to say or wants to give me advice. Taking the small walks to the park and enjoying. I mean, look at them. They are nose to the ground. They are exploring. They're seeing everything. It's almost like for the first time. How excited when they get home and they want to be with you. Those type of energies around us as well. It's not just the human aspect of it. It's also the pet aspect of it. I know someone that will cry when one of her pants, when a pair of her pants dies. No, when a plant dies or it goes through that process. It affects her to a core level, being so connected on that elemental and earth-based level, right? Maybe you walk past dog food in the grocery store and realize that you bought that every week for the 11, 12, 13 years of your dog's life, and that was their favorite kind. It's these small things that we have in that puzzle that when it's gone or we can't find that piece of that puzzle for days on end and it's driving you crazy, it's because it's those small moments. It's those small pieces. It's the fine details that we've taken for granted just to get to the big picture. And it's about slowing down and seeing that puzzle as one gigantic piece that comes together. And again, appreciating the small pieces that go into it. So when we come back from this break, I've got Terry Howard and Lynn Park. We'll pull you guys a couple cards at break and have those going. And we will finish off our talk on the little things and how we can continue to move forward and being the observer in our own life, as well as the active participant. See you after this break.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number two, gocoaching.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Psychic Medium Jamie.
I'm Spirit Walker Nicole.
We are Shades of Spirit, helping you start seeing the little things. And by little things, we are talking about the ants. We are talking about the flicker on the flame of your candle. We're talking about also tasting, like enjoying the taste of that tea or of that cookie.
I was going to say, like, put your phone down and enjoy life. But then I'm like, they're probably watching us on their phone. So don't
put
do that until 9 a.m.
Enjoy life after 9 a.m. Yeah. Exactly. Disconnecting. Absolutely. Allowing ourselves to, we've become even more engrossed in our electronics because of what's going on in the pandemic. And so now we're finding, you know, if I hear one more person, and I'm not going to lie, I've done the same thing this pandemic, binge watch something. Because instead of going out for a walk with our mask on, you know, in your own neighborhood where it's safe, and disconnecting or just sitting in your backyard and allowing yourself to breathe, we have become not the observer in our life this year. Some of us have, we've gone inward and we're working on that, but a lot of times we will use this as distractions and not pay attention to those small details that are right in front of us, right? This is what's going to happen now is we've got three people to read for, Terry, Lynn, and Vicki Brower. Those will be the three we can do today before the segment's over. And I want you guys to take these cards as part of the piece to one of your puzzles that you're building, right? Sometimes we have multiple puzzles going on, and that's okay because you have them in separate sections. Once in a while, you might have a couple pieces fall on the floor and they might get crisscrossed, but you sort them out. But I want you guys to think about that. Look back so that when you can stand back and see that magnificent picture, you know that you've done everything possible from observing it to finding the small details in it to really acknowledging each piece and the people that shared this with you. Maybe your kids came in and sat down and did it. Maybe your mom came out and sat down and did it. Maybe it was all on you. But regardless, you're appreciating every aspect of it. Terry Howard, I pulled out of the Sacred Earth Oracle deck the Unity card, which is just an absolute beautiful card. She's holding the world. This is really what the show is about, right? It's connecting. This card, the spiritual meaning is peace is not somewhere in the future. It is here. This is a message for everyone, not just you. You know, you have spurred this topic and here we go. You don't need to search for it. Trust, let go, be present, and it will find you. The present is the point from which life flows. So pay attention to the dancing candles and the ebb and flow of that. All is born, will die, and will be reborn into this one moment. All is present in the now. You are, we are, all is equal. It's an absolute beautiful message. The earth meaning of this is see your worth and the value of yourself in others. So bringing that back into full circle for you. Finding the self-worth, Terry. You have started over. Congratulations on the move and just this new chapter starting for you, but continue to hold your self-worth at its highest level. It says a refusal to accept less than equal footing in a partnership, right? So if it's not equal, continue to raise your vibration. And if they want to join you, they will. And if not, then it's their life path. But I want you to continue the ascension process. You've got a couple more tricks up your sleeve, girl, this year. So be ready for, they're talking about the moments. Like if you're going through a haunted house and something jumps out of the corner, that's what they're talking about is probably going to be happening to you pretty soon. And then about midpoint to three quarters of the way into the year. take them and run with them, because these are your opportunities to do something different is what they're showing me. It says, empowerment is a better strategy than seeking power. Act now for the long-term benefits of your loved ones. So you're absolutely right. Taking care of your grandkids is a little less stressful than actually being in the moment of taking and raising our own kids. And you have time to be more of the observer and to help out and how much it's appreciated. But don't lose sight of who you are and what you have yet to do, because there's still some bigger things out there for you. And I'm going to leave you with that. Lynn, what I have for you is out of the Dream Deck. This is one of the new decks that I got this weekend.
Well, that's deck number 743.
No problem. You got the Play card, actually, Lynn. So for you, it's they're talking about lighten up, and not in a negative way or a condescending way. Lighten up. Bring yourself back into that childlike play. Go out and blow some bubbles for yourself and watch to see where some of them land, right? Find time to incorporate play into your everyday life. Laugh a little bit more. Release a little bit more. Laughing is releasing, okay? Allow your inner child to express joy. You deserve to be happy and be joyful along with others. Respond to every call that excites your spirit. This is a very spirity day. I love the Unity card for Terry. We had Kathy calling about her spiritual journey, but find what excites you. What colors of that puzzle is drawing you to it? What is the background, right? Maybe we can't travel like we used to and we can't do some of these things that excite our spirit, but it's finding the fire within and work on your sacral chakra, which is right below your belly button. That's the creative aspect of it for you. Continue finding things that interest you, whether it's gardening, that's a creative endeavor. It could be painting or drawing. It could be listening to music, but find a way to express your creativity. It's going to help keep that energy flowing for you, and find the play again. So if you have pets, get down the floor, throw that ball, connect with them, allow yourself to be in that moment, and just remember what it's like to find that inner child again and not have to do the shadow work right now. I don't want you to do that. I want you, Lynn, to be present in the moment and connect on that love and light. And it's going to really soar for you as well. And I will leave you with that. What do you have for Vicky?
Vicky is one of Shades of Spirit's biggest supporters. We love her. She's just that person when you see her, you can't help but smile just because she's always got a smile on her face and she's got that, I don't know what it is, that something that you just want to be around.
Absolutely.
And I think Vicky is one that can say she does notice the small things because, you know, Vicky's very into bracelets and makes bracelets and appreciates crystals and stones. And, you know, like back in 1894, when we were able to actually gather together, like she would bring stones and be like, look what I got. And it's just, she's amazing. So her card is the Angel of Enlightenment. I'll let you hold that up. Mm-hmm. And this talks about, Vicky, all the gifts that you have. And they're really going to be, you've been sort of coming into them the last few years. This year is going to be no exception. And it just talks about just understanding that I think sometimes you might feel a little bit alone, maybe isolated where you live and as far as people understanding the gifts that you bring. But just understand that you're not. Your angel team is with you. We're with you. Workshops, all that good stuff. You're building your community. You're finding, and the more people that are, the more times you're able to do that and extend or get those relationships, you're going to be just coming into your own even more. And I can't wait to watch it. And so just understand, we're with you on your journey. Keep going. And the gifts are just going to keep coming. And she's going to find more and more stuff to be interested in and get into and be amazing at.
And it's card number 33, alignment for you. So pay attention to that as well. Those numbers, 333, is about alignment for you on the mind, body, and soul, and that spiritual growth. So as we wrap up our episode today on being more present, when you put the last puzzle piece in, when you complete that goal or intention, manifestation, whatever you want to call it, and you stand back and see that bigger picture in its entirety, we can appreciate the journey it took to get that puzzle done. We can appreciate those particular people that helped us on building that. When we look back, we can hear the laughter of those who joined us on those late night hours and that Chinese food takeout we ordered for work, right? And those are puzzle pieces 5, 93, 111, 145. We can remember who joined us when we had that coffee in the morning. So if it's, whether it's a partnership, a spouse, a relative, anyone, or a roommate, right? And you're both dragging out to that early morning coffee, I want you both to smell it first. And I want you to take a sip of that and smell that banana bread that maybe was cooking in that bread maker overnight and taste it, right? Maybe it's the perfume spray or the pipe smell that you smell walking down the hallway and you're in the house alone. Those are your pieces one and your pieces 1,000, right? When we can hear that laughter when we're making it, that's your pieces 4, 28, and 97. That's what we're talking about, putting it all together. We can remember everything we went into that was time consuming, yet it was rewarding, each piece of that puzzle and the piece of art that we created. So how are you going to be more present in your day, your week, your month, or even your year? That's for you to answer. So join us at shadesofspirit.com or transformationtalkradio.com as well to listen to past episodes. Join me this coming Thursday at 5 p.m. for Eye of Soul Radio, and we will see you next week.
Have a great week.
All right, you guys. Thank you.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on transformationtalkradio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.